Welcome to the MergeSort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, and joining me as always for the insights is Jane. What a day, Jane. We've got some massive shifts happening with the biggest players.
Absolutely, Paul. It feels like the AI landscape is constantly redrawing itself, and today's headlines really drive that home. It's tough to keep up sometimes.
Let's dive right into the biggest bombshell. OpenAI is undergoing a strategic restructuring, and get this, they're halting Sora development. That's a huge pivot, isn't it?
It really is, Paul. Sora was one of their most anticipated projects, showcasing incredible video generation. Halting it suggests a sharp refocus, likely towards enterprise solutions and perhaps their upcoming Spud model as they battle Anthropic for market share.
Speaking of major players making big moves, Apple is reportedly planning to integrate rival AI assistants into Siri via iOS 27 extensions. This feels like a monumental shift for them.
It truly is, Paul. Apple has always been about a closed, integrated ecosystem, so opening Siri up to third-party AIs like this is a massive strategic play. It could make Siri far more capable and versatile, pulling in the best of other models.
Meanwhile, Google isn't slowing down. They've just launched Gemini 3.1 Flash Live for real-time voice and vision agents, and they're expanding Search Live globally. It's all about speed and multimodality for them.
That's right, Paul. Gemini 3.1 Flash emphasizes low latency, which is crucial for truly conversational and interactive AI experiences. Combining that with real-time vision and global search expansion really pushes the boundaries of what these agents can do on the fly.
And then there's Elon Musk, never one to think small. He's announced a $25 billion Terafab project aimed at AI chip production. That's an astronomical investment in hardware.
It's vintage Musk, isn't it? This Terafab project, tying together Tesla, SpaceX, and xAI, aims to produce an insane amount of compute. It shows a clear vertical integration strategy, controlling the entire stack from silicon to satellite, which is incredibly ambitious. On the infrastructure front, SoftBank is breaking ground on a colossal $500 billion AI data center in Ohio. That's a staggering amount of capital for just one facility. It underscores the sheer scale of investment required for the AI future, Paul. Data centers are the backbone of AI, and this kind of $500 billion commitment from SoftBank highlights the anticipated demand for compute power for years to come.
We also saw the U.S. White House release its first national AI policy framework, which is a step towards more structured AI governance. And on the creative side, News Research's Hermes Agent autonomously wrote and published a 79,000-word novel. AI is really pushing the boundaries everywhere.
It's fascinating to see the policy side trying to keep pace with the rapid technological advancements, Paul. And that novel writing AI just shows the incredible generative capabilities AI now possesses, blurring lines we once thought were solid.
Indeed, Jane, what a packed day in AI news. That's all for today's MergeSort AI Digest. We'll be back tomorrow with more updates from the rapidly evolving world of artificial intelligence. Until then, take care.